I just love that we're here. Is there anything more important than clean water in developing countries?
Well, clean glass in this one.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Ann Gibbs, the lady from Channel 12 News?
Oh, my God. It's Ann Gibbs. Oh,
I love her. That reaction would have been big if it was Anne Hathaway.
Oh, she is hiding quite a figure behind that desk.
Okay, what's going on with you and Ann Gibbs?
Oh, we got to go say hi to her.
Okay, we're doing this.
Hey, hi. Hi. I'm sorry. I am such a fan. I was so moved by that story you did about the gymnast with the hump.
You want to hear something crazy? Yeah. He just got a scholarship to Notre Dame.
No. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You probably get this all the time, but I have a story for you. I represent some homeless people in a case against a corporation that pays them slave wages.
That's interesting. Yeah. How long has this been going on?
Since 2012. We're just trying to shine a light on how awful they're being.
Truly awful.
Are you working on this, too?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm just this one's husband. I'm a high school football coach, Cameron Tucker.
Yes. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. Mitchell Pritchett, how are you?
Really? So. You are an openly gay high school football coach.
I know. You're a football coach and you expect to meet somebody that screams John Wayne. Meanwhile, the only time I scream the Duke is when we argue over who's the cutest on Downton Abbey. Poor Mitchell, he's had to hear that 100 times.
I have. So these homeless people are making $1 an hour.
Are there a lot of openly gay coaches?
Oh, if the adult film industry is to be believed, they all are. Okay.
Clear violations of the federal Fair Labor Standards
Act. Has anyone ever approached you for a news segment?
On me? Oh, my gosh, no, I don't think I'm interesting enough to do a news segment on it. I mean, what would a reporter even say about me that I'm a high school football coach with an undefeated record who's tackling stereotypes that on my team, prejudice is considered out of bounds, that we're blitzing bigotry, kicking intolerance, and beating
metaphors to death?